listen closely now to two lessons from God's Word. Key portions of Scripture, especially for this Easter day, but for every day of our lives as followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, who know that He indeed was raised from the dead. First of all, the Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15. We could read the whole chapter, but I am going to pick just a couple of verses out of that chapter, where the Apostle Paul makes this very profound argument and case for our Lord's resurrection. Paul says, "Now, if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how is it that some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is pointless, and your faith is pointless too. Then we are even guilty of giving false testimony about God, because we testify about God that He raised Christ from the dead, whom He did not raise, if it were true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then it also follows that those who fell asleep in Christ perished. If our hope in Christ applies only to this life, we are the most pitiful people of all. But, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came by a man, the resurrection of the dead also is going to come by a man. For as in Adam they all die, so also in Christ they all will be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ as the first fruits, and then Christ's people at his coming. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom of God the Father to God the Father, after he has gone and done away with every other ruler and every other authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Death is the last enemy to be done away with. Certainly, he has put all things in subjection under his feet. Now, when it says that all things have been put in subjection, obviously, that does not include the one who subjected all things to him. But when all things have been subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, in order that God may be all in all. Now I say this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and what is perishable is not going to inherit what is imperishable. Look, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. But once this perishable body has put on imperishability, and this mortal body has put on immortality, then what is written will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We'll sing verse 3 of hymn number 150. Let us arise now for the reading of the Gospel. The Gospel for this Easter Sunday is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. We're told there, after the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, he rolled away the stone and was sitting on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead. And look, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Yes, see, I have told you." They hurried away from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." They approached, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers that they should go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We'll sing verses 2 and 4, not 2 to 4. We just sang verse 3. 2 and 4 of hymn 150. We join now to confess that saving faith in our Lord Jesus using the second article of the Apostles' Creed. It's on page 3 in your bulletin, along with Luther's explanation. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. All this he did, that I should be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from death, and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true." Be seated. Our sermon hymn is number 167.